Well, I think that soup looks delicious. Top dollar. I wouldn't pay for anything more, anything less. That soup was my dream, man.
I thought you were going to say that soup. I thought you were going to go into describing your dream man or something. I was like, well, that was a topic change.
I am Emily, and this is
Anna Claire.
And this is Chili Cauldron.
The ladle. Oh
my God. I've got a key to the controls today.
Okay.
We do have a few weeks left, and they're from a very good friend, very close acquaintance of us. Yeah.
Yes. Her name is Soup. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So old people.
They're old.
Not for much longer. Not for much longer, let me tell you. I'm sorry, I don't know.
No. You want to jump? Is it outside?
I'll take it outside. Okay, music. I like music a lot. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song?
First song that you like?
Okay, I really like the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack right now. And also anything by Ben Platt, because that bro, he's freaking awesome.
Those songs are good. I played those songs at my funeral.
With your what?
I played them at my funeral.
Oh, I thought you said pizza rolls. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bands. I mean, that's kind of the same thing as, well, I guess. Yeah, bands are pretty cool. I just don't like people who get weird.
Yeah. I don't like a whole lot of bands.
Yeah.
Right
now, I used to be into a ton of bands, and I know of a lot of bands. Just right now, I'm not listening to a ton of... I mean, I guess everything is technically a band, if it has, like... I don't know. But there's not, like, a ton of bands that I'm like, oh my gosh, there's, like, that have five people in them or anything. Yeah. Clothing... it's clothing style. Sorry, it's clothing style. She didn't use commas.
No collarbones, no knees, no ankles, no elbows, and you good.
Yeah. I mean, clothing style, like, I don't... Is she asking what our clothing style is or what our opinion is?
My clothing style is, let's just go with a whole lot of nothing.
I don't have a style. It's just... After I walk out of the house, it's like, why did I wear this? Oh my gosh, I look so dumb. Because I, like, it's either that or just jean shorts. I used to. Memes.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty cool, yeah. They're cool.
I have a very meme. They can look, like, a lot of them will be similar to some, but the some that, I like a lot, but I also don't like a lot. I have a very specific taste in memes. I have to think it's...
Okay.
I mean, obviously. I'm just going to stop talking.
No. You don't have to do that. Let's see. I laugh at a lot of memes. Like, but they're not... I just kind of do, like, the, like, nose exhale thing a lot. But I like the more specific memes that are, like... Like, the... I don't want to say nerdy, because that's a stupid word, but, like... more specific, like, we'll have, like, the square root of negative 1 over 8. I over 8, everyone after Thanksgiving, ha, only... I don't know, or, like, I hate when people explain memes, but it's, like, that's a nice ham you got there. Would be a shame if you put an S at the front and E at the end. I thought that was hilarious. So, like, stuff like that.
I like this picture of this small boy in a picture that looks like it was set up. And it says, "You're beautiful, want a roll from Ratatouille?"
I saw that!
Also, an SEC scientist standing outside of IKEA with a clipboard.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, those are pretty funny, too. Oh, no. Animals. I like them. They just make me itch a lot, so.
Froggies! I love me some froggies!
Oh, yes, yes. Surgeons.
Can you hear my voice in the background?
Yes, I can. My cat used to be in here, so I could plug her. Well, not plug her, she didn't have. Mention her, give her a shout out, but she's not here anymore, or if she is, she's hiding.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Major shout out to the newest member of our podcast, Hubert the Frog.
Yes.
That's right, I got a frog over Christmas. Woo. You'll never lose it.
Yes. You heard frog is cool. Applause for the. And the last one is surgeons. You gotta have them. They're just doing their best, unless they're not good.
Surgeons?
Yeah, surgeons.
I wish I could do what they do. And I'm fine with doing what they do, but I don't like their workforce.
Okay. Interesting. So, would you like to go into your ones that you said you had?
Oh, yeah, sure. What shows are you into,
Anna? Ugh, I don't really watch TV. I liked Parks and Rec, but I never finished season 7, and because I could kind of see it going downhill, and I didn't have time for it, but I don't really watch TV shows. What about you?
The Office. Over the Garden Wall. Gravity Falls. The Umbrella Academy. Stranger Things. Parks and Rec. Gilmore Girls. Clarence. The Backyard Game.
You had that prepared.
Yep.
Okay.
So, let's hear Clarence's fame. I don't know.
What does that even mean?
How often do you play sport?
I do. When my mom makes me play football with Reed, like, once every 2 years. Or if I get bullied into doing it. I think I'm allergic to latex, and I accidentally rubbed this rubber band on my face, and now my forehead itches really bad. And, like, I don't think I'm... Okay, it wasn't an accident. I was just playing with it, and I, like, was, like, I don't know. I was just, like, putting it on my forehead, and now it hurts.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, you better be.
Are you early or late?
Well, I don't drive, but early, usually. It depends. It really depends. Early. I think early.
If it's gonna I'm gonna have to say I feel like I'm being really lucky.
No, you are being very good.
I'm gonna quiet down.
No, you don't need to.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't
I think Oh, for the TV show one, I forgot Doctor Who existed. I like that show a lot. Going back a while. But that was that's a cool show.
Yeah.
How
often?
What
do you hope never changes?
What do I hope never what?
Changes.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you hope never changes?
My view on life.
Huh. See, I I want my view on life to change, not because I don't believe in what I believe in at the moment, but, like, and I don't mean, like, theology-wise. I mean just, like, the way I see the world. I'm open to that, I guess. Oh, I guess...
I don't know what I said.
I guess, bro, I don't know. Oh, okay, well, like, a lot of people, when they get older and, like, they get to be old people, they can be mean, and I don't want to be mean, so I guess just, I hope I'll be nice.
Yeah, I, my
ex-boyfriend
was I'm changing my answer. I want my viewpoint on, like, change, otherwise I'll never change, and that's their kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't want to change what I want to do, like, with my life.
Okay.
Unless it's become a famous
podcaster. Cool.
Oh, what's your dream car?
My dream what?
Car.
Car? A Jeep. I think Jeeps are really cool. I like them a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Two bison pulling apart.
God, everything you say matches. Everything you say gotta match that aesthetic, Emily, huh?
Where is your
mother
love?
Just didn't expect that attack, did you, huh?
I would rather be. Finland, because their education systems are good.
Wait, what did you say?
Where would you rather be from?
Oh, I didn't hear East. Yeah, I'd rather be somewhere from Europe because some places in Europe let you go to college for free, and then some of them, like, they're not nearly as much as they are in America. So.
You drink tea, you eat crumpets.
Yeah, well, I said Europe, anywhere in Europe, so...
I'm sorry.
I mean, like, just get it right at least, like...
What songs have you completely been lying?
Oh, Sincerely Me. So, lots of stuff from Hamilton. A lot of stuff from Dear Evan Hansen, specifically Sincerely Me, because that song freaking slaps. What else? I memorized, what's that song? I used to know that song 1 week. I had that memorized. Lots of 21 Pilots songs. I have a lot of those memorized.
I have, like, every song
in the series. What?
Every Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared movie.
Oh. Well, that's cool.
Okay. What was the worst 10 out of 10?
Huh?
Would you rate 10 out of 10?
What would I rate 10 out of 10?
Yeah, just, like, anything I can.
What would I rate? What? Oh. I would rate... I would rate John Green books 10 out of 10. I would rate...
Yeah.
Because I think they're good.
I would rate this podcast 10.
What'd you say?
Don't get
listening
to this podcast.
Oh, are you talking super into the microphone?
No, it's on speakerphone. Do I need to be closer?
No, you're good. That's fine then. I just didn't know if you were, like, talking right into your microphone.
Well, everything I say gets repeated back to me, so talking is kind of weird. So sorry if I talk too loud. I'm trying to talk over.
No, you're good. You're all good.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Oops.
Don't forgive, man. Okay. What job would you be terrible at? A primate trainer.
A what?
No. No. Oh, any office job.
What would I be terrible at? I'd be terrible at heavy lifting jobs. Like, I'd be terrible at, like, lifting stuff for jobs. Because I just would not like that. Not made for the farm life.
Yeah. What are you absolutely determined to do?
What? I'm sorry, what are you saying? I got it.
What are you absolutely determined to do?
Nothing. Just keep on living and... That's really it. What about you?
Make something that'll be remembered.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I want to do something that people will be inspired by.
I just want
someone to look up to me, like, look up to me.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. I don't really care that much about being remembered, I guess. I mean, that's something that sounds kind of sad, just because...
Well, whenever you get into the Coco universe of dead people, you're gonna be forgotten.
I don't know. I just don't like the idea of having, like, some crazy legacy after you died. Like, I think that'd be cool. But I want the people who need to remember me to remember me. And that's really it. I don't want, like...
Yeah. It's just, whenever I was a child, I looked up to, like, so many artists. I'd be happy if someone felt the same way about me.
Okay, I can see that then. Yeah, I can see wanting something like that. I wouldn't want, like...
Not, like, ultimate fame. Just, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
Like, create a TV show.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no, I can see that. I keep saying okay, sorry.
What skill would you like to master?
Ooh, I think it'd be good to get better at music, because I'm not great at it. I mean, like, I'm okay at it. Like, I'm not good at it. I just do it for fun, you know? So I think it would be cool if I could actually get good at it.
Yeah, I would love to learn how to play the clarinet perfectly.
Yeah, right now you're just a mediocre clarinet player.
I know! I just killed myself with scissors.
No, don't do that, Emily. Self-harm.
What website do you visit most often?
Huh?
What website do you visit most often?
YouTube or Pinterest.
Yeah, it's probably either those two or, like, a reading website, because I read books a lot.
Mm.
And it's, like, you know, because I don't have a library app because I lost my freaking library card.
You should have gone in September. They had them for free then. And you're going to have to pay a fine.
Wait, library cards cost money?
To get a new one, yeah. They're not that expensive, though. I don't think they're that expensive.
Oh, I don't like the library.
I don't like the library.
It's owned a book.
I like buying
books. You can just read Pride and Prejudice online.
What?
You can read Pride and Prejudice online.
Oh. That's cool. Yeah, I like the idea of the library, but I definitely like buying books more just because it's better. Oh, replacement cards cost $3. Emily, you can spare
$3. I don't have that kind of money.
Well, then, better figure it out.
Okay. What would your perfect room look like? Shark tank on the floor with some sharky sharks. If you got a bed, you got a nice waterfall coming down. You got a separate room, got a little nook with some bookie books, but not reading books, because I read on my phone. So, like, some books, but mostly, like, drawing books and paint and all that stuff. And then over here, you got a couch, little tiny theater, tons of Disney movies, where the Wild Things Are plays in the office play on loop. Oh, what a sweet set.
At the very beginning, I thought you were going to describe Vector's house. Seriously. I don't know what my ideal room would be. Probably just, I don't know. It would be cool to have, like, a trap door. I've always thought that would be so cool. Oh, and a roof that's outside of my window. That would be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
What age do you want to live to?
To live to?
Yeah.
13. No,
I didn't really know how to respond to that. Like, okay.
78.
Probably in my 70s, because I don't want to be someone who's trapped in a nursing home and can't do anything.
It depends on if I'm married. If I'm married to someone and I got stuff that I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool, then I'm older. But if I'm like 70, haven't found someone yet, and life's boring, I'd be like, yeah, peace out.
Yeah.
I mean, not in like a. Continue. What the heck?
What kind of art do you enjoy most?
Your art. Wait, what, like, art in the general sense, or?
I guess what kind of, like, you know, like, drawing, or music, or poetry, or literature, or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff.
I like music. I really do like your art, though, because I don't, like, look at a ton of art that's, like, you know, like that. Wait, that's... No, yeah. No, I didn't mean it like that.
What are you trying to say about my art?
I just mean that I'm not, like, a super big art person. You know, like, oh my gosh. I really like your art, is what I'm saying. Like, I think it's super cool, is what I'm saying.
Aww.
Like I'm not a huge, like, Mona Lisa person. I'm not going to look at the Mona Lisa and be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, me neither. Mona Lisa's kind of overrated.
Yeah, that's what it...
So it looks a little sarcastic and joyful at the same time. Like, telling secrets.
I can do that all the time. Constantly.
That terrifying, grotesque, horrendous giant painting in the Museum of Life and Death is much more meaningful and disturbing. And I have since the name being, I can't find it anywhere. So you know, the name, I mean. Anyway, I probably like filmography, like, you know, film stuff, like movies, because I've been watching a lot of movies and they've just been really good.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Oh my god! What?
We went to go see Cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. We went to go see Cats, and it was horrible. Actually horrible.
I cringed inside of my soul.
Yeah, I'm not the same person anymore.
The worst part is, I had the... That was cool, Cats! That was cool! I can't remember it anymore, but I had that song stick in my head. Or no, it wasn't that song. It was like the beginning song.
Oh, like the when it's like the Egyptian place and it's like, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
That won't. Oh, you know
which movie kind of best describes your? Oh, sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say that the Titanic movie has really good cinematography.
Cinematography, that's what it's called. Thank you. I've been saying it wrong.
No.
Well, at least I don't say Titanic.
Okay. You really wanna do this right now?
Let's go out.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Okay. So, which movie title best describes your life? Certainly yours or who?
Gosh. Why did I say like this? Oh, what's that? Camp Rock 2.
I think it's with movie title, like title.
Camp Rock 2.
Okay. High School Musical.
No. I'm kidding. I love that. They're making a Matrix 4, Emily. And it's the original cast, like Keanu Reeves is in it and everything.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we gotta. So many good movies. They're making up for Cats, I'm telling you. Because they're making the In the Heights movie. They're making the Matrix movie. They're making the Black Widow movie. They're making a Doctor Strange movie. I'm telling you, movie industry is popping right now.
Aside from Anna Claire, I'd say my crippling boredom and lack of interest to do anything ever.
Yeah, well, not with the Anna Claire. Well, I guess, yeah, Anna Claire. Anna Claire takes up so much of my time. It's kind of a problem. Probably listening to music.
I'm telling you.
When I'm supposed to be doing school. Oh, probably YouTube. I watched a 2-hour YouTube video yesterday. It was illegal, by the way. Wait, it was a bootleg. It was a Broadway bootleg. Should I be confessing? Yeah, it's not like, I don't know if it was illegal that I watched it. It was just, yeah.
What do you wish you knew more about?
How the world worked.
And like,
bro, same. No. the way that the world works.
I wish I knew more about myself and about children that are, or teens that are going through the same thing. That sounds really depressing.
No.
No, that's not what I mean.
No, you're good.
I mean, for the audience, Anna Claire, I can be depressing around you.
Probably how our political system works and how our world works and why people think the things that they think.
Have you lost your cotton picking mind?
Does that answer your question?
What do you wish you knew more about?
You just asked me this.
What's the best way to start the day? Eggs, bacon, and toast.
I'm not going to join you.
Chili's way with eggs, bacon, and...
murder. I don't know. What's the best way to start your day? Probably listening to some calm and relaxing music. That's... calm and relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice. How different was your life 1 year ago? Let me tell you, nothing. A repetitive cycle that's making me lose my mind every day. I feel like I'm drifting further from reality, but that's okay because it's so boring.
What changed? Last year I was like peak, like, emo phase, I guess. I mean, I didn't have like a super hard emo phase. Like, I didn't like ever dye my hair because my mom wouldn't let me. I really wanted to.
Can I dye my hair purple? That was my mom. That was my landlord, by the way. And they said whatever.
Cool. We should dye our hair together because I can dye my hair now, I think. I don't know if I don't know. I mean, I might have to reconsider that and make sure that I'm not doing it because I feel the need to have constant change. I just genuinely want my hair to be that color. But if we do, we should do it together if we decide to dye our hair. Oh my gosh. But Oh, I wore eyeliner a lot. I wore eyeliner a lot less. Okay, part two, because it cut off because we ran out of time. Let's go.
I'm eating my spaghetti. My landlord's watching the HDTV TV channel.
Nice. I need batteries. Oh my gosh. I got it. My name's Usnavi, and you've probably never heard my name.
Sorry, I can't ask questions right now because I'm in the kitchen.
No, you are
my
very
lonely, dark apartment kitchen.
Yeah, it's lonely and dark, and her landlord is there for some reason. She has to ask her landlord permission before she dyes her hair.
Her
landlord is very controlling. Wait, no! For a landlord, I mean.
Hey, landlord, say hello to the open world.
Hello to the open world.
That
was my landlord.
The open world says hello.
I'm your landlord. Where's my bed?
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Okay, so now I'm being evicted, but hey.
It's cool.
At least I'm not moving to a dump in the middle of the woods. That wasn't reference to you and a Claire as far as it sounds like that. I'll tell you about something else. I'll tell you later. Are you okay?
No. Yes, no, it's
No,
don't do that.
It's okay, it's gone.
Oh, okay. I can be your sugar, something.
Hey, guys, guess who learned about velocity?
Ooh.
I know what velocity is, listen.
Guess who's supposed to know about velocity?
Poor Shadow and Claire.
I need to watch the videos. There's this person that I follow, or I don't follow them because they're kind of, I don't like them very much. But they have a that was mean. Sorry. They have a blog where they like go through school stuff, and so if I don't get it, I just do that. So I just need to do that. That's what I'll do that tomorrow.
Guess who's the idiot that's been calling her Jonah Cedia instead of Joanna Cedia?
Wait, what?
Guess who's the idiot that's been calling her Jonah Cedia instead of Joanna Cedia?
Bruh.
Yeah, it's just, she always refers to herself as John Cena, and I thought I heard someone call her by that name before.
Fake fan. Fake fan.
Hey, I am subscribed. Okay. What's the best single day on the calendar?
I will momentarily. The best single day of the calendar. January 7th. Okay. Yeah, I don't have a specific
day. That's a reference from Friends 3.
From Friends?
Fred.
Oh. I don't remember anything about those movies, dude. I remember nothing about those movies. I just remember I liked them.
Yep. What are some things you had to unlearn?
I had to unlearn.
I don't really get that.
Yeah, I don't. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Favorite genre or book or movie?
I don't know. I'm so random with stuff. I really like stuff that makes you think. So if it's crazy action filled and it makes you think, I like it. But if it's like quiet and stupid and it makes me think, then that's fine too.
Yeah. Whenever this list is done, we can. What's another thing that you think we should do?
What? Like an episode?
Well, I mean, that we can do either in another episode. Or like in this episode, you know?
We could complain about Friends.
Yeah, we could also, we could read fan fiction. We could. Oh my god. Okay, keep talking, Anna Claire. Keep the crowd entertained. Here, let me ask you a question. What's the farthest you've ever been from your house?
Kentucky? I don't know. I'm not gonna give away where I live because there is a chance that people, strangers might see this. Kentucky's not far from Kentucky's not that far from my house. It's not that far. I mean, it's far enough, but like, you know what? I'll just give you my address. It's 22 Fairground Street, Satellite Beach, Florida, 32937.
No.
Come at me.
No.
And no. Emily. Let me see.
There's cats.
Oh my goodness. Oh my good.
A little girl enters the world of cats, where she will experience the magical tradition of a feral cat colony known as the Chelico tribe.
You really don't need to do that. Emily's is 3903 Kenwood Place, Orlando, Florida, 32801. And her phone number is 954-555-8982. And her credit card number is 511-1457-2946-2918.
Come on down and visit. I've got spaghetti for three people, but I'm eating it alone in my apartment, so you're free to join.
Do you want to know her email address? It's z7y1gdbwpcqp@meantink.com. Okay.
So that's my professional email address, but if you want to privately message me, I've got another one.
If you just want to talk.
It's Horton, you're the Who Fangirl 3171 at gmail.com.
So cute. Honestly. Gone. Ew. Oh, that was so mean. I can't believe.
I'm trying to swallow water again, Anna Claire.
No, that's not. I didn't say you to you, don't worry. I got an Invisalign ad.
29% of the people like cats,
though. Kill them.
Mm-hmm. Let's give it a thumbs down. I gave it a thumbs down.
Good. In case you were wondering if anyone.
I was Cat is not so bad, it's good. It's just
the acting was pretty good. Like
this isn't gonna see this. This isn't gonna my professional people. I don't wanna read professional ones.
I don't know. I think the acting was fine. I think the acting was okay. I don't think the acting was the problem. Like, if they would have been just people, I don't think that would have been a problem. Some things just don't need to be made into movies, and this was one of them.
I watched Knives Out.
What?
I watched Knives Out.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
It's pretty good.
That's good. What if what if Cinderella was a baking slave instead of a cleaning slave and her name was Mozzarella?
Delete this.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I don't want to read people who are defending cats.
Then don't.
That makes me feel
don't.
Alone.
Don't.
Like, I'm the only one that, with eyes.
Don't.
I tried to read reviews for like a funny. Oh! We're going to Amazon looking at the Life of Jungle reviews.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm going to buy Cats merchandise and give it to people that I hate.
Dude. You need to talk? That sounds like a...
I'm that evil.
Da, 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 da. Someone's voice just cracked bad downstairs. Why is Chris Pratt in Amazon? They're not selling him, no.
It's on Prime Video. I can watch it.
We should.
I just had like 55
movie night.
Quite possibly the worst animated movie I've ever seen. I can stand more than 90 seconds. Watch this to appreciate the quality of even bad movies. This is far, far worse than a normal bad movie. Bad sound, bad animation, bad dialogue.
Okay, listen to this. My child has been very ill the past few weeks. He was trying to find a movie to watch as he was lying on the sofa puking his guts out. He stumbled upon this Van Gogh of a movie. He decided to give it a try, and soon enough he was cured of all his illnesses. My child described it as being born again, and I could not agree more. I later watched the movie with him, and I was stunned that this was possible. Never before have voice acting, animation, and audio come together in a way as such. 5 out of 5, flawless. I recommend it to all who are lost in life.
I want to add a review. How do I add a review? I'm adding a review. I've lost years of my life. I just wasted over 90 minutes on this absolute garbage that I can never get back. I've seen movie reviews on this abomination, and they didn't even do it justice. I hate myself right now.
Oh my
people found this helpful.
I wonder who the people were.
Oh, this person's actually defending it.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, they
this
said...
This movie is not as bad. Wait, no, it's not. Wait. Wait. Okay, hang on.
What?
This
I didn't...
movie is bad, not just slightly, but lots of parts in the film are bad. And the animation is very odd to sound. Oh, wait, no, I thought it was... No, never mind, sorry.
Okay. This deserves an Oscar.
That is 25 seconds. Amazing. What's my favorite role? The one that's really funny.
Let's see. A couple
not
of scenes
movie,
were not appropriate for my 4 to 6 year old. 4 to 6 year old? Oh, 4 and 6 year old?
Oh.
Life is a Jungle is an incredible story about happiness and friendship. This movie has changed my life for the better and has taught me true values of friendship. I've never been affected so deeply by a piece of art before, and I don't think I ever will. Pip will always live on in our hearts.
This film revived my faith in God, and it's a picture of a small green shark. I'm finding this helpful.
I see that one.
Starting the show. Okay. Oh.
This person's
I wouldn't pick a fight with someone and just be like, I disagree. This student is a good education,
yeah.
And I think that we should all that we can learn about getting along with new friends in uncommon places from this.
Yeah. This one says, I'm so glad that I found this movie. I have 3 children, and it can be hard to get them to agree on something, but I can safely say that they all agree that this is an excellent punishment tool. While my children act up and refuse to cooperate with my wishes, I set them in a movie timeout with This Is a Feature Film. Within minutes, my children are begging me to stop. They apologize for their actions. Depending on what happened, I will either pause the video or continue to have them watch it. The best thing is this movie works on all ages and is a completely legal punishment tool. The other parents of the PTA agree with me. Buy it today. Where is the one, Emily?
I don't know.
Maybe on the next page. Let's see. This has been made for people who are on drugs by people who are on drugs.
I think I've seen this one. No.
I'll tell you if I find it. Okay, what we're doing right now, there's a movie, and it's called Life is a Jungle, Africa's Most Wanted. And we're reading the reviews because it's a horrible movie. So.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well,
I think that this movie is so good.
Oh my gosh. Where it's not on there anymore. Well, you know, don't you know? Ow. Pain. So. What?
I'm writing a comment.
Yeah, do it. Okay, let's see.
Yes, no.
Let's see. I'm going to ask you some questions, Emily. And I'm sorry if I'm annoying you, but
you're
just going to have to do it because I don't care. Well, what is your favorite book?
The Help.
Ooh. What is the last movie you went to and what did you think?
Knives Out, it was okay, but I wouldn't see it again. Like, it was good, but it's just not, you know.
Okay. The last movie I went... Oh, should I answer them too? Or no?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the last movie I went to was Cats. And I feel like I need to go see something else, so that's not the last movie I saw. And then my favorite book is Turtles All the Way Down. Let's see. Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car?
Ride a bike.
Yeah. Car, baby, kill the earth.
Wait, no, repeat the question.
Would you rather ride a bike, a horse, or drive a car?
Yeah, car.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where I'm going. If I'm going, like, down the street, bike, but... Do you like or dislike surprises? Why or why not?
I like them, but it depends on if I know they're coming or not, because I can't play Five Nights at Freddy's because I know that there's going to be a jump scare.
Okay.
Also, actually, if jump scares count as surprises, then no, because jump scares are what all horror movies are these days, and it's a cheap way of getting the audience to do what you want. It's manipulative, and it doesn't work, and it makes terrible horror movies. There, I said.
I think, Emily, I think it meant surprises in general. Okay, here's the thing. If you're going to surprise me with something, you better, like, delete the text messages. If you're, like, I want to be surprised. I don't like having an inkling of knowing. Do not talk about it if I am in the vicinity. Don't. Oh, someone replied to my comments. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. I found something on Spotify. And someone...
Oh.
Yeah, and he said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You're a literal lifesaver. You know what? Someone just called me a lifesaver. Emily, we were talking about making an impact on the world. This is my impact. This human being right here has just called me a lifesaver.
Oh.
And you know what? That's all that matters. Okay. Anyway. let's see. If money was no object, what would... No, stupid one. How many pillows do you sleep with?
One. But I have the one I have one next to me.
Okay, I have one, and then I have one that I lay to my left. I lay it vertically. Wait, no, it's
don't want some demons getting
yeah, I lay it flat. It's just face down. I don't like it. what is... That's a stupid one. To the person that wrote this list, like, trashing them. What are these? Oh, do you love or hate roller coasters?
I don't think that it's a bad idea, but I can't ride them. But I think the idea of roller coasters is really nice.
Okay.
The euthanization coaster, now that's a different story.
Ooh. Please hold, Emily, entertain the masses.
I am almost done with my comment. Oh! I just realized. I'm not writing a comment. I am typing in the search bar to find a comment. I gave it my best.
Well, I have to go do something really quick. So if you...
Yeah.
We could... I think this is an hour long, Emily.
Okay. Yeah, I did find the comment, though.
So we might need to... Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Have you read it already?
No, not to them, but we can read it next time if you... Okay. Know, because it is kind of lengthy.
Okay. Part 2 possibly coming soon, or in a year.
Yeah.
Bye.